Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop right now with Wolf Hoffman from legendary band Accept. Just put out Too Mean to Die, available on Nuclear Blast, wherever you get your records, available to stream, purchase, however you get your music these days. First off, congratulations on the new album, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Album number 16. Can you believe it?
That's awesome.
Sounds scary, man, but there we have it, number 16.
Sweet 16, man. What's it been like for you? Obviously, this is a very different release as far as like the album cycle kind of thing. Like normally, you'd probably be on a headlining tour or going out planning that. What's this been like for you in sitting in your seat as far as like what's it been like for you to release during a worldwide pandemic?
Strange and not as satisfying as it normally is, because normally I'd be out there on the road and play the new songs. We'd be in full swing, and of course none of that is happening right now. We're just basically all at home, going about our life. I mean, I'm doing a lot of press stuff, but that's all we can do, and we decided to go ahead and release the album, even though we know we can't tour anytime soon or not in the very near future anyhow. So we could have waited with the release, but we decided not to, because at least it gives the fans some new fresh material to listen to, because it's already also been like 3 or 4 years since the last studio release. And why wait any longer? It's just not something we wanted to do, but at the same time, it's super unusual to not be able to tour for a brand new album. But the day will come. I'm not sure when that will be. But I mean, right now we have the headline tour for this album scheduled for exactly 1 year from now. So the beginning of 22. That's as crazy as that sounds. But there we have it.
We just need to tell the world to get there together and we can go see Accept, right?
Tell me about it. But, what can we do? It's unprecedented and we have to just roll with the punches.
So were you on a day-to-day basis, how are you staying busy and staying sane, man? Like, I know like your life is music, man, and we can't unfortunately go out and share those experiences. How are you staying sane and staying busy?
Sane? I don't know. Who says I'm sane? That is a big question. But I'm just trying to stay busy like most people. I mean, the good thing is, if there is a good thing, is that we all of a sudden have so much time on our hands that we have no more excuse to not do these things we always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Whether it's doing, more workout or cleaning the house, or in my case, I was sorting out my gear and getting rid of a bunch of stuff and, fixing up the house, things like that that we always put off because we're constantly busy on the road and in the studio, whatever. But right now, there's no more excuses. So, got to do it, and that's what I'm doing. But at the same time, I'm already getting antsy to maybe work on some more music stuff again, maybe for another solo album or something. But, well, you know, I'm always busy, so that's for sure.
So are you still able to like jam with the band or practice, or is that something you guys handle differently anyways, since, you know, different place, live in different areas?
Yeah, we all, I mean, we could, and we are probably right now, actually, an email here from one of the guys that said, hey, shouldn't we just get together for the hell of it? Even there's nothing immediate that we need to do. Maybe it would be fun to just go over these new songs that we have. And maybe start playing just because we like doing it, because it's been so long. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think we're all going to be a little rusty when the first shows are going to happen. So to prevent that, it's probably a good idea to actually do that. And we will. The majority of us live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
We have a studio and a rehearsal space. So we're probably going to get there together before too long and just maybe start jamming these new studio recording songs and, I don't know, just go through the old songs just for fun.
Well, yeah, man, you got to, you know, get together at least with your bros, right? And at least just...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we do that too sometimes. Just
okay.
Get together, have a beer, talk about it, drink coffee. But we haven't actually, as a band, rehearsed for anything, because there's usually we rehearse when we start going on tour. And like I said, we would have been on tour right now. So if that would have happened, we would have been busy in December and all through Christmas, but you know, none of that happened. So we should, yeah.
Again, we're talking with Wolf Hoffman from Accept. The new album is Too Mean to Die. Now, given that, you know, touring will commence, like you said, like a year from now or whenever that ends up happening, what's a song on the album that you think you need to put in your set list, like that you're excited to put out and play live?
Probably, well, there's quite a few contenders, actually. We'll probably go through most of them and see how they feel when we actually put them in the set list. But surely the two opening tracks are strong contenders. They might actually be show openers. That's Zombie Apocalypse and Too Mean to Die.
Yeah, the title track.
And then there's a song called Overnight Sensation that gets a lot of great reaction from the fans. It's a very easy... you know, easy to latch on, kind of a rock song more than a metal riffing song. So that might be a good live song as well. And then of course the single, The Undertaker. So there's at least, I don't know, we might, sometimes we start with five or six songs that we have in the set list. And then as time goes on, it kind of dwindles down to maybe three or four towards the end of the tour. And actually, we are still scheduled to play a bunch of shows this year. So it's not just until next year. We currently have some shows scheduled in the U.S. in April, if you believe it or not, which seems crazy early. But I'm ready to go. When they happen, we're going to be there.
Let's hope for the best, man.
Summer festivals in Europe as well.
Yeah.
They're all not canceled yet. So hopefully they're going to happen, at least some of them.
Yeah. Well, cross our fingers, man. Let's all get vaccinated and go, you know, mosh it up. So, so obviously, you know, not just, you know, the pandemic, but also like political craziness going on in the world and all kinds of weird stuff. Turn on the news, you can get stressed out. If you're having a terrible day or if you're just having a down day, what's an album? What's an album that you can go back to, just put the headphones on and listen to and it'll, you know, bring you back to a good place?
Oh, that might be, I don't know, British Steel from all the way back early in the 80s. That kind of brings me back to my early 20s, I think. Because, I mean, yeah. But other than that, I don't really have a lot of, I don't listen to a lot of metal or music in general, to be honest.
Okay.
But if that would be an album that would be fun to listen to, absolutely.
Are you more of like a podcast listener or audiobooks or just TV watcher or?
No, when I really want to listen to music, I put on a lot of classical stuff.
Cool.
I always have because I've always been crazy about classical music for a long, long time. And then sometimes it's just a bunch of streaming stuff that whatever, you know, surprise me kind of stuff, whatever, you know, stream something, but In general, I don't have music in my ears all day long. I enjoy a bit of quiet time, too.
Fair enough, man. I got to tell you, I've never quite appreciated classical music as much as I have until there's a local non-commercial classical station here, and I found that this year, being so anxiety-driven, put the classical music on, and it's just brought me a lot of peace, man.
Yeah, I mean, some classical music is very peaceful, others not so much. I mean,
yeah, that's
there's
true.
A whole variety of
that's true.
The genre. I mean, some of that classical stuff is quite stressful too, but there's definitely some very, it's great for relaxing or reading and such. I like it a lot. I always have. It's just, yeah, because I guess it has to do when you're playing music for a living, metal music for a living. Sometimes the last thing I want to hear is everybody else's version of the same thing. You know, it doesn't really do anything for me. I don't want it in my life because, I don't know, I kind of like to live in my own space, bubble, whatever.
And, I mean, to be honest, 16 albums length of a career, you've had a lot of it. So, you know, I think you've earned the right to put whatever the hell you want in your own ears.
Exactly.
and you know, playing off of that, the 16 albums, you know, and you guys continue to churn out rad songs and rad albums, you know, and it's... It's crazy to me that, you know, you guys have such an awesome long career. What keeps you motivated and interested in playing heavy metal and hard rock and writing rad music? What keeps you motivated and interested in it?
Don't know. I never think about it because I don't feel I need to get motivated. It's just sort of, I mean, maybe it's because it is what we and I like to do. It's just what I've always done.
Yeah.
It's just who I am in a way. So it never feels like work to me. It's very satisfying to come up with something that inspires people and something that people enjoy, and mm-hmm. this immediate feedback when you've done something like a new album or a great live show, whatever it might be. It's something that means everything to me. Because I've did other things in my life. I was a professional photographer for many years.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It's great. It's also creative and such, but it doesn't have the same level of satisfaction and meaning to me that playing music does. It's really awesome.
Nice. Right on, man. Well, it's just who you are at this point. Like, it's just, that is Wolf Hoffman, man. He's a guitarist. What, I mean, come on now.
That's right.
So you guys are a German band, except as a German band, and you said that most of the band now lives in Tennessee. What brought you guys to Tennessee, and what made you guys to decide to start living there and putting your home base in Tennessee?
Yeah, I personally moved to Nashville about 8 years ago.
Wow.
Quite a number of years, when it was still not the hot, cool place to be that it is now. It
sure.
was back to basically a sleepy village, but it was all about music, always
mm-hmm.
has been.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always liked. It's
oh,
just
cool.
a city that revolves around music. Music City USA, as they say. So that's why, really. And over the years, of course, with some members going and coming, we now have a lot of people that happen to live also in Nashville. It's just great.
That's cool, man. So
in the strictest sense of the word, we're not really a German. I mean, I think we are a German band because we originated in Germany and we're still playing music, the tradition of German metal. Yeah. But really some of the guys, you know, we're about half and half, 3 Germans and 3 Americans now.
Right on, man. So, I mean, that is your roots. And now you
exactly,
also have,
yeah.
you know, you said 28 years, 27 years or so in Nashville. So, you know, that's freaking awesome. I got to go visit that place sometime. I've always heard good things.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be here. Except when the people start bombing, then it's not so great.
Yikes.
But, you know.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right, Wolf Hoffman from Accept. My last question for you, dude. The question we like to end every interview with. Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar.
A scar? What
yeah.
if I don't have any scars?
No scars?
No scars for me, baby. I'm scar free.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a story in and of itself. How have you been able to maintain a life, 16 albums, so many years on the road with no scars. You're just the
maybe
best.
Maybe I've got emotional scars from all the beating and the hurting and the but no physical scars. I'm a virgin in that sense. So
okay.
Go figure.
Right on, man. Wolf, thank you so much for taking the time. You got any final words for the Northwest and the Seattle area?
Oh, yeah. Well, please, everybody, enjoy the brand new album, mm-hmm. Too Mean to Die.
Yep.
And please stay safe. And hopefully we can come and meet everybody on the road in person, like in the good old days, before too long. Please. I'd love that.
Remember that, man? I feel nostalgic for like a year ago.
I know. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy.
But, you know, no sense in complaining. Life goes on.
And it will, man. Thank you so much for taking the time, Wolf. Have a good one.
You too.
Take it easy, man.
Bye-bye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.